UFO.
What up, people? Welcome to 2022 first edition of Maverick Mentality, sponsored by UFO Podcast, also sponsored by Legion X. Please click the description box, unload the caption with the arrow, whatever you got to do. Follow all of those pages, support our sponsors, support the people that support this happening. Like, share, comment, subscribe, do all the things. Y'all know what to do. Fuck all that protocol shit, all right? So today's topic, do you speak superstar? Before we get started, so you don't waste your time, this segment is going to be primarily for parents, authority figures, coaches, or anybody who makes decisions for another person underneath them or a group of people. And it's going to be specifically targeted towards you dealing with people who may be considered hard to deal with, or arrogant, or cocky, or just kind of hard to penetrate. And we've all been around those people who just kind of stand out from the crowd in a sense. So a big part of systems, right, and how systems are geared is for everyone to do the same thing, follow the same rules, have the same foundation, and then be able to work in unison. Now, the principles behind working in unison are interesting because you want to come together as one, but it doesn't mean that all pieces are the same. So if we think about a puzzle, right? You put a puzzle together, it's 200 different pieces that come together, 200 unique pieces that come together. I'm just throwing a number out there, clearly. But you get the concept, right? Is that everyone won't necessarily be the same, and some puzzle pieces will be harder to fit into the space or harder to figure out. But eventually, you need to figure it out to complete the puzzle and to be able to move forward in life with your mission, your group, the workforce, your job, whatever. So I wanted to bring this topic up because at this point in my coaching career, if I am to collectively, you know, think about my fitness coaching career, my career as an athletics coach, my career with life coaching, and all of the billions of dating advice tips that I've given out, I've been doing this thing for over, you know, 10 years or so. And I typically work with people who have a high belief in themselves, but don't really know what to do. Or maybe the oddball of the group or the situation who nobody kind of seems to understand or figure out. And I'm able to pinpoint things that people tend to overlook. Now, that's not me necessarily boosting myself up. I'm just more so telling a story and speaking my truth on how things tend to go down when it comes to me in the coaching world. And what I noticed, which was ironic, is that in the athletic setting in particular, I'm a terrible JV coach. I am a piss poor JV coach, but I am an excellent, superb, award-winning, championship-winning varsity coach. And I'm speaking to the high school level in this frame here. And what I noticed is that I tend to work better with the people who believe in themselves and who are dedicated to the purpose, but I also speak more of their language because these people have reached a pinnacle to where what they're doing is now unique and it's tailored and special to that specific person, individual, athlete. And I'm able to pinpoint those factors on a large level to be able to bring out the true potential. What I've also noticed in the athletic realm is that some of your older generation coaches and authority figures don't tend to care for the athletes who stand out, even though they're the athletes that help them win, right? So if we think about on an international level, popular figures like an Odell Beckham, or for those of you who, you know, keep up with football in a sense, you know, Terrell Owens and people of that nature, right? They kind of stand out. They got these larger than life personalities. They don't necessarily quote unquote fit in, but they're still intriguing. And people will consider them arrogant or full of themselves or a diva or whatever other words people like to use. You know, taking it over to my fitness life, you know, with coaching. I've noticed that my clients tend to be people who don't really struggle with necessarily believing in themselves. They just want something that's specific to them. They don't want to go to group exercise class and get the box lunch that's served there. They don't want to follow a blank template Google workout that they've, you know, searched and is not quite working for them. They want something specific. And when you bring it all together, what I've noticed is that the bad rap that high performers usually get, and just to touch on this bonus factor, you think about a Grant Cardone, right? Or you think about a Gary Vaynerchuk or another, you know, two big, huge personalities in the entrepreneurial space. And they get a lot of negative comments and negative feedback for being, you know, unrealistic, you know, quote unquote, or having these lofty beliefs about things or their results seeming to be unreal or just how they carry themselves is a little over the top. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk is known for just getting on stage and just using a whole lot of profanity and doesn't really seem to give a shit, but he produces at a high level as well. And I'm speaking to production because what a lot of people need to realize about high performers. So as this relates to the parents who are watching this, if you got a kid who talks a lot, if you got a kid who wants to shine, if you got a kid who's full of themselves and always singing and dancing and stuff like that, and you find yourself annoyed or you find yourself wanting them to pipe down, what you need to understand is that high performers and people with these high performer type traits, they only want to be judged on performance. They want to be good. And that's something we all have to walk a fine line in making sure we don't dim that flame early on, especially in the developmental years of our youth, right? But what we need to notice about that, just as a people, is that a lot of times we want to judge high performers on a morale scale, like a personal individual scale, right? We want to judge them on our scale. And if we don't necessarily see ourselves that way, we want to label them as bad and over the top and all this other bullshit, right? High performers want to be judged on an ethical scale. They want to be judged on a, did I get it done or not? They don't want to be judged on a good, bad, subjective, opinionated scale. And a lot of times when you really take a seat and look at these people who we consider superstars and arrogant and cocky, you'll notice that most of the time they tend to be the people who have the records and who have the most money and who produce the highest. So there's really something to learn and gather from our high performers. And that first point is that they want to be good. Now, here's another thing too, because people always list arrogance as this outer, fluffy, empty experience. Here's the real truth about arrogance and confidence. And it's the same for everybody, regardless if you're arrogant or confident and cocky in a sense. We project out onto the world and we treat others the way we treat ourselves. So when you meet someone who's arrogant and assertive and they're abrasive towards the world in a sense, like they're firm and they're go-getters towards others and towards the world and towards their goals, you got to remember that behind closed doors, they're that way with themselves too. You know, so a lot of times when you're around someone and when you watch these documentaries about these great performers and great entertainers and great athletes of the past, and even, you know, a lot of times the current also, or actors, if you will, you'll see they have this incredibly insane amount of work ethic and almost obsession with their craft. So what does that breed, right? What does that create? That creates someone who takes themselves serious, or when they step out into the world, they tend to project that same amount of intensity in their everyday life, regardless of what they're doing, which is why Michael Jordan got such a such a rap sheet for being so competitive. You know, he wasn't just that one on the basketball court. He was that way playing poker with the fellas. He was that way out on the golf course. He's been that way in business, clearly. He's got one of the best businesses the world has ever seen, right? So when we think about things like that, we need to make sure that we take those things into account. Now, what does that all have to do with you as the authority figure, right? Because I've been talking about the actual high performer, the arrogant person, the cocky person, etc. So what you have to take note of is that in order to reel these people in, they have to know that you are going to provide and cater to the experience, all right? So when I say experience, that means the experience that you have as an individual and the hands-on experience you have as their authority figure. High performers, arrogant, cocky, confident people, right? Individuals. And it's true across the board, regardless of genre. They don't give a shit about credentials. They don't care about how many degrees you have or how many textbooks you've read or how much research and studying you've done or who you know or what workshops you've been to. They care about what you've done in real time, what can be proven in a tangible sense, and how you can get them and bridge, you know, that performance gap for them in whatever area they need assistance in. They don't want to hear a whole bunch of hoopla about do it this way because you need to stay in line and be good and all this other shit, right? They don't give a fuck. They have their own parameters and they have their own scale of to what's good and bad. They just need to know what they need to do to perform well. And I think a lot of times we get real blurry about those things, especially as it relates to athletics, you know, because we're not dealing with this overlapping balance of morale and ethics in the workplace, right? But especially in athletics, you know, we see it a lot to where some athletes get a bad rap for just being a really big personality, but not necessarily doing anything wrong. Again, I'm going to reference Terrell Owens because the man literally had no off the field or legal issues ever, and they kept him out of the Hall of Fame for an extended amount of time because they didn't like him as a person, even though he was the second best receiver performance-wise on paper. A whole nother conversation, but just a reference point, one of thousands, I'm sure, okay? Another thing that we need to take note of with our high performers is that there's an ability metric and then there's a capacity metric. So a lot of times when we think about ability, we think about what someone can actually do, you know. So ability is your, can you run? Are you fast? Can you jump high? Can you jump far? Are you able to catch this ball or throw this ball at a certain rate or a certain speed? Capacity is what someone has room for as far as their confidence level and how much they believe and if you can count on them in those clutch moments or if they can, you know, be a leader in a sense or a captain of the team, or if we're talking about the workplace, if they can step up and handle those big projects or take on larger assignments, you know, things of that nature, right? So a lot of times we like to only look at one area when we're assessing whether or not someone is worthy or they should be given additional help or additional leverage, right? If they should be given additional power. And it's very important to know and understand that your superstars want both. They don't want to have high ability and not be thrown the ball. They don't want to have a lot of capacity for leadership, but not ever be given any responsibility. So this topic could really go on for another 20 minutes. I'm going to begin to wrap it up here just to say that when you're dealing with a high performer, whether it be your child, whether it be someone you're coaching, whether it be a client, make sure you are combining the ability and capacity metric and assessment to know that if that person is capable of taking it to the next level, and then challenge them to do so and only base it on performance. All right. I'll see y'all next time. Peace.